Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, glad to have you. Bill Michaels Show on the air. Final hour of the program for today. As everybody digging out, schools hopefully will be back at it again tomorrow, as many, many schools throughout the state taking another day off, and it looks like they're going to start extending days and weeks and into June, and so we'll see. But nevertheless, we are here. We're always here. We never close. We never go anywhere. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. If you want to get a hold of us, you can do so. On Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can always track us down on the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. The Radio.com sports app. You can download that as well and favorite us there. You can find us there. And we are glad to, when you listen, take us everywhere. Whether you're here in the state of Wisconsin or Illinois or Iowa or Minnesota, the UP, that's great, but if you're outside of that area, take us with you. If you're heading out to spring training, maybe you're going to go out to Phoenix and you want to keep tabs on what's going on in the sporting world for your hometown teams, there you go. Go to download the app on any mobile device, radio.com sports, and you're good to go. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the sports director for 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, The Zone out in Madison, Zach Heilprin now here with us. How you doing, Zach?
Doing great, Bill.
Well, first and foremost, are you able to dig out or dig a tunnel at least over to get over to the Kohl Center tonight?
Yeah, we didn't get hit nearly as bad as I think some other places did. I think we got about 5 inches where I'm at, so it shouldn't be too bad. Obviously, schools are closed around here, but the roads don't appear to be too bad.
Well, that's good. So this is a big one. Yeah. Does this have a, I don't want to say kind of a tournament type of atmosphere coming up tonight, but in essence, the team that wins this game remains alive for the Big Ten championship
right.
for the regular season. The team that gets beat is going to have a tough climb from there on out. So this has some bearing tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a much more important game, I think, probably for Wisconsin in terms of their standing in the Big Ten, because Michigan State still gets to play Michigan a couple times, actually. So they could, you know, maybe make up a few games. But for Wisconsin, this is obviously a vital game. They can't I think they probably lose maybe one more and still get a share of the title, but this is a game that they want. I mean, it's at home. They haven't beat Michigan State in 5 times, and coming off a disappointing performance, I think, offensively against Michigan on Saturday. Yeah, this is the game they want. And I'll be honest, I think the game against the last home game against Maryland was as rowdy as the Kohl Center has been in quite some time. So I'm kind of expecting the same thing tonight.
So you've got this team that did not perform really well. You had Ethan Happ in foul trouble. They didn't shoot the ball extremely well. I think Michigan played a really solid defensive game plan against them, on Saturday. Now I guess the biggest question is, are they able to bounce back from that against another good team and be able to take home court advantage and kind of use that to their advantage, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And they made another 2-0 against ranked teams at home this year. Now they've had a couple of disappointing losses. Obviously lost to Purdue when Purdue was just getting going, and then they also lost to Minnesota. But they played pretty well at home of late, especially against ranked teams. So that's what you're hoping on. Michigan's defense, that's one of the best defenses in the country, metrics wise and analytics wise. That's one of the better defenses in the country. And you know, Wisconsin's what they're there as well. The thing is, Wisconsin's got three different guys in their lineup that's shooting over 38% from three. You got Reavers, Davis, and Trice all over 38%, and then you have two guys that can't shoot whatsoever. So it's kind of hit or miss. When those three guys aren't hitting, it's going to be tough for Wisconsin. So you're hoping that they break out of, I guess, what was a little bit of a mini slump both against Michigan or against Minnesota and against Michigan.
Talking with Zach Heilprin, sports director for 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, The Zone in Madison. I know, look, early on this season, there were some people kind of scratching their head going, okay, is this thing on the right track? And then they beat Michigan, and then they went on the roll. Now, losing to Michigan in their place, it's understandable. It's not the easiest thing to do. You would have loved to have kept it rolling. I'm sure there's people that are disappointed. But the people that were kind of starting to raise an eyebrow, did once this team got going, did it kind of squash all of the fidgeting that was going on among the Badger boosters?
Maybe not among everybody. I think there's probably still some people on Twitter that will get in my mentions when things aren't going well. But I will say this. After the when they lost, what was the last loss? To Maryland on the road. And had that big comeback. Someone asked me about Greg Gard's job standing, and I'm like, look, at the time I think they were 11-5, or maybe 11-6, and it was just they're 11-6. Just wait, give him the entire season before you make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole bunch of blowback on that. Like, no, he needs to go right now. You need to fire him now. Do all that stuff. And I'm like, just calm down. And here in recent weeks, or at least the last week or week and a half or so, some of those same people have come back and said, yeah, maybe we were a little bit too quick to the gun. But, again, that's just the way basketball is. You can be great one day and be horrible the next, and that's just how it's been a roller coaster for Wisconsin fans, and it's been a roller coaster for Wisconsin season when you're sitting there at, what were they, 8-1, 9-1, and then they lose the 4 or 5, and now they win 6 or 7. It's up and down.
How strong is this team when it comes to tournament time, do you think? I look at them, I think the way they play, if they're firing on all cylinders, they can beat anybody. But yeah. Hap gets into trouble. One of the three that you reeled off early on, you know, shooting goes a little bit cold. This team is a team that can struggle quickly.
Yeah, I do a show with a couple of former Badgers, Josh Gosser and Zach Showalter and Mike Brusewitz, and they were all on that 2012-2013 team. Now, Josh didn't play because he was hurt, but the other two played. And they kind of remind me of that team. And I know people aren't going to be overly excited about that considering what happened in the tournament that year, but it is. I think it's a very, very good defensive team, but they have their struggles offensively. We've seen that. I mean, 14 points and a half, 15 points and a half, they can go cold. And we've seen that throughout Wisconsin's tenure in the tournament over the last 20-some-odd years. It's usually when they get cold and somebody else gets hot and it's a bad situation. So I could see us, you know, it could play out like that. But then it could also play out like it did in, the 2015-2016 team when they had their struggles offensively, but their defense was good enough to get them through the first two rounds. You know, you had Kane making that big shot against Xavier in the second round. But, you know, that team had its problems too. So I think they could be a second weekend team, but I also would not be shocked if we get a little bit of a garbage game from them offensively, and you see them bounce in the first round. You just don't know right now.
I do want to ask you a little Badger football, as Dietzen is now leaving as well, more for injury's sake than anything. So give me your thoughts on the offensive line returning next year for the Badger football team.
You know what? In talking to some of the other guys that are there on a regular basis, it was not a shock that he wasn't back. There was some talk during the season that it was going to be it. So you kind of were thinking that he may be gone, but it's a big hit. I mean, technically he was a starter, so you lose four of your starters. You lose one to early graduation, early entry, and David Edwards to graduation, and now Dietzen to injuries. All you got coming back is Tyler Biotich. But again, I think Wisconsin feels pretty good about where they're at. I mean, Cole Van Lannel will step in at left tackle where he shared time with John Dietzen and was actually graded out much better than John Dietzen did at left tackle last year. So have to find a left guard. Could be Jason Erdman, could be Caden Lyles coming back over from, you know, when he comes back over from defense, which he's already there. Potentially he could be one of your guards. And then Logan Bruss at right tackle. I think the key is going to be filling in spots behind those guys because they've had some insane depth the last couple of years and been able to deal with injuries because of that depth. That depth has to be, I think, grown and managed and developed because it's not necessarily there right now.
One more thing before I let you go. So next year, I guess my question then becomes, what is a legitimate expectation for the Badgers football going into the season? Yeah. I mean, because this year we were all talking top 10 and everybody was going to head into the Final Four and we got way out over our skis. So now we look at it and going further and we say, okay, what is it?
I saw someone, S&P, Bill, I can't remember his last name. He just came out this week. I think it's with the Sporting News, or maybe he's with SB Nation. But either way, he had him at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Based on metrics heading into next year. That seems pretty high, I would say, considering what they are losing on the offensive line. But, you know, we don't know who their quarterback's going to be. I think this is a good, very good question that we could ask at the end of spring ball. Maybe we have a little bit of better idea of who their quarterback is going to be. Because if it's Alex Hornibrook, well, then I think you set your goals a little bit lower than maybe if it's Graham Mertz or even Jack Cohn, for that matter. Because I think we know Alex Hornibrook's ceiling, and we don't know the other guy's ceilings yet. So if it's Alex Hornibrook, then I guess I would not be feeling great coming out of spring ball. But, again, they've got a lot of guys to replace. You think about T.J. Edwards, you think about Ryan Connolly, you think about Andrew Van Ginkle. They got a lot to replace. So I think 11 would be a little bit high. I'd probably call them a fringe top 25 team at this point. But, again, I think a lot will determine or I think the quarterback will determine a lot of how we look at this season.
Great stuff as always, Zach. We appreciate it. And good stuff with the Badgers. We will talk to you soon, okay?
All right, great, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That is our buddy Zach Halperin, sports director for 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone, living out there in Madison. Big game coming up tonight. The Badgers and Sparty as they go at it. And it's legitimate. I mean, the team that wins this game still has the inside track at possibly winning the Big Ten during the regular season. The team that doesn't, very much on the outside looking in. If the Badgers lose this one, very much on the outside looking in. But keep your fingers crossed they play a good game tonight. The crowd shows up tonight, makes that place an incredible fortress, as the Kohl Center has been known to be over the years. And they walk away with a good one. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Wisconsin's very own Cousin Subs, partnering up with UW Athletics, by the way, bringing you the Bucky's Got Game Sweepstakes. Badgers fans, you can enter daily, all the way going into February 18th, okay? CousinSubs.com/Badgers. You're then eligible for a chance to win the Ultimate Badger Fan Grand Prize, a weekend pass for two to the Conference Basketball Championship Tournament in Chicago on March 13th through the 17th. So you got to get your entry form in now. That's including a three-night hotel stay, $500 and a travel stipend, plus Cousin Subs. Got to love Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs are where they believe in better. No purchase necessary and void where prohibited. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We're going to hear from the man himself. We're going to do a little Christian Yelich sound. So that's coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I wanna tell me how to live my life. Tell me if it's black or white. Mama, can you hear me try?
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board. Hopefully, you're enjoying the day. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. As our friends at Bud Light. Always good to have them on board. Looking forward to the summer and Wednesday Night Live. And can't wait. Can't wait for it all to get underway. I know we're sitting here looking at a bunch of snow right now. And hopefully it all comes to fruition where it just melts away. And no flooding. It goes away very slowly. It's all good for the farmers. We all know that. And then ultimately, we're looking at green grass and baseball. I can't wait. Thanks to Zach Heilprin for joining us for a couple of minutes. And wanted to give you a listen. Christian Yelich had a chance to talk about what, first of all, what he had going on this offseason.
It's been a lot, obviously, just with everything that comes with the award and all that stuff, plus all the California Strong stuff on top of that, and just taking it all in stride and learning on the fly. It's been all good things, and it's been busy, obviously, but handling it as best we can, and excited to get back to work here in a couple weeks.
And obviously, people are going to be expecting him, or at least looking for him, to come close to following up what he did last season. I don't think you can expect him to do better, or at least not much better, but he recollects, last season.
We were close. I mean, we got really close to what we wanted to accomplish as a team, and I think people probably have had some time to sit back and reflect on the season and those feelings, and you want those feelings again. You want to see the energy in the stadium, the city, the way we felt down the stretch and in the playoffs, and you want to get back there and get over that hurdle, get into the World Series, and hopefully bring one here to Milwaukee.
Which, that's what everybody's expecting. You know, everybody is thinking to themselves, it's, you know, I don't necessarily say Super Bowl or World Series or bust, because the World Series is just a different animal. In seven-game series, it's just, it's tough. It really is. Yelich talks about last year versus this upcoming season.
Last year, you kind of have the, you know, the new school feeling or the new kid at school, where you're trying to meet all your new friends and get familiar with a new organization, and life was happening pretty fast at the time, where just a little bit of a whirlwind. But, you know, now you know, obviously, most of the guys on the team and the city and what to expect going into the next year, and it's really exciting. It's great to be back.
And he also gets into the acquisition, because, look, I believe that the Brewers are a better baseball team. Yes, they lost Wade Miley, but they also picked up Yasmani Grandal. You hope that he becomes the catcher that gives you a few more strikes, is able to frame pitches a little bit better, defensively even more solid than what you already had back there. In addition to that, he can hit anywhere from 260 to 270 and give you some additional offensive firepower. So the addition of Yasmani Grandal gives you a different outlook, and Christian Yelich agrees.
Yeah, he's a great player. You know, he's been one of the best catchers in baseball here for the last few years. I've actually known him for a really long time. He was one of my hosts on a recruiting trip to Miami back in the day. So me and Yasmani go way back, and he's a great guy and definitely excited to have him part of the team.
And he's going to be hopefully excited to be here and be with a team that's going to give him the opportunity to win. Then you just want to get back to it's a long offseason, baseball is, but you just want to get back to playing baseball.
You know, like I said, you're a baseball player first, so that's what you want to do. There's been great experiences. It's been a learning experience for sure, and taking it in stride, and, you know, just learning on the fly for a lot of this stuff. But I think at the end of the day, you're just ready for baseball to start again and just get back to that.
So there you go. That's Christian Yelich, just waiting for baseball. All the themes are the same. Look, had a great year. Expectations are high this year. Cannot wait to get back to it. Looking forward to it. On and on and on. That's all Christian Yelich. I mean, you get the sense that while he's a very mild-mannered guy and takes things a day at a time, he really does have the fire to get back and try to kind of accomplish what they weren't able to completely accomplish last year, and that's getting to and maybe possibly winning a World Series. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Mark writes, hey, guys, love listening to the program. Been out plowing all day. Unit, I wish I was in your area. I'm out in Johnson Creek. But love listening to the program. The question is, what are they going to do at second base if they don't make any more moves? Is there somebody in the pipeline that can come up right now, or do we have to wait till midseason for somebody to fill the bill? Love listening to it. Can't wait for the spring training shows. That is Mark driving around in a plow. Mark, thanks for the offer. But again, no, I haven't heard from anybody when it comes to the plowing. I'll get back into that in a minute. But what are the Brewers going to do when it comes to their second base position? It's not like they don't have anybody. I mean, what do they got? Spangenberg? Can play over there. They've got Hernan Perez that can play over there. They can move guys around. If you sign Moustakas, then Travis Shaw can go back over there. I mean, it's not like they're out of options, you know. And when you talk about guys that can come up and become impact players, you know, I don't think Dubon is more of a shortstop than he is a second baseman, but he can play second and play it rather well. But he's a guy that people are talking about. Keston Hira is another guy that people are talking about. We were talking about a little bit earlier. Down in the minor league system, you kind of wait. You kind of wait to see when they're going to come up. Keston Hira is a pure second baseman. Remember, he's your first-round draft choice, the ninth overall. Go back to a couple of years ago when they ended up picking him up. But most people expected him to be here maybe this year. But he's in Double A. So I don't think you want to rush him. Is he going to Triple A to start this year, Joe, or is he going to stay at Double A for the time being?
We're talking about Keston Hira.
Keston Hira.
Yes, Triple A.
Triple A. I thought he was going to go to Triple A. So you wait and see. You know, Mauricio Dubon, he's there right now. Remember, they picked him up in that trade with Boston a while back, and he's one of their top prospects. They're expecting him to be up relatively soon too. So. You've got some infield options right there. And you know what? I'll tell you this. If I'm Orlando Arcia, I'm feeling a little pressure. I might be looking over my shoulder a little bit. Now, he's a tremendous defensive player, but he has got to put consistency together offensively. I really like him. I mean, last year he was rock solid in the postseason. He had a hell of a second half of the year, but he's been a guy that has a notoriously slow start. So I'd love to see him light it up and remain consistent. But if I'm him, I'm looking over my shoulder as well. Because if you bring one of these young guns up and they start to play extremely well and start to hit the ball consistently, you might be the odd man out. You know, defense will get you so far. No doubt. But, you know, come on. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Hey, this is, oh, by the way, another one that Jeff emailed me about the snow. No, you know what? Again, going back to this, as you know, you listen to the program, we've been trying to sell Sherry's house for a while. So we got some showings coming up, but we got plowed in and there's nobody there. There's nobody lives at the house. So we don't have a plow service. So I was saying, if somebody's out in the Franklin area doing some snow plowing today, love to get you over there. Pay you to do it because I'm not going to shovel it. And it's one of those limestone driveways. You can't drop the plow all the way to the ground. Otherwise, you start plowing up all kinds of gravel. So anyway, you can hit us up and let me know if you're in the area. That's great. But thank you. We've had a lot of people from outside of the area, but no, nobody in the actual Franklin area. So 76th and Ryan, somewhere in there. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This one from Martha. Martha says, big Brewers fan. I think this team can go all the way. I think Craig Counsell has to push all the right buttons. It all relies on him first and foremost, working with David Stearns. When are you guys going to be at spring training? We are heading out to catch a couple of the games. Can't wait to get out of the cold weather of Wisconsin. Listening to us up in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. Heading out, be March 9th, if that sounds correct, March 9th. A little bit later. I like to usually go after the minor league camp breaks so you can pay attention to the big leaguers. Plus, you can kind of get the gist as to who's really lighting up in the minors, who you want to start circling and paying attention to. But usually go out when the big league camp breaks with the minor league camp, and the minor leaguers go to the opposite side of the complex. So be out there March 9th, 10th. I think the broadcasts begin on the 11th. The week before that, going into the March 4th week, we're going to start with Adam McAlvey and our baseball insiders. So we'll be full on baseball once March hits. Between that and March Madness, man, we are going to be the epicenter for sports. So we're really looking forward to it. 855-830-8648. If you did not hear earlier today, Pharrell on the Bench. Had our buddy Scott Farrell from Pharrell on the Bench from CBS Radio Sports. He joined me. We talked a little Bucks, talked a little Brewers, talked a little bit about Vegas, about his producer Carver High and his bad fashion sense. That is all coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Oh, we're glad you're here. Thanks so much for joining us. Going to hear from Scott Farrell from Farrell on the Bench and CBS Radio Sports coming up here momentarily. Sign up today for your Quick Rewards card. Quick Trips Quick Rewards card can get you 10 cents off per gallon of fuel on the first fill-up up to 30 gallons. You can also pick up a rewards card at any Quick Trip store or download the free Quick Rewards app. You can do that as well. By the way, today only, I told you about this yesterday, that rib sandwich, $1.49 right now. Run in and get it. Warm, good. Barbecue juiciness. Yeah. Today only, the rib sandwich for $1.49. That's all from Quick Trip. Go to KWIKQuickTrip.com or download the app, and you're good to go. So Scott Farrell, Farrell on the Bench. You can hear him evenings on CBS Radio Sports all throughout the country. Had a chance to join us a little bit earlier today, and while we had a brief conversation, where we started was, hey, this Milwaukee Bucks team, from the outside looking in, does he believe they're for real?
I mean, are they for real? Is, you know, no doubt. I think, you know, Giannis has been lights out, 27 a game, 6 dimes a game. What is he, 58% from the floor? The guys leading them to the promised land. They're scoring, what, second in the league in scoring, first in the league in rebounds. I mean, they're, you know, one of the best dime teams, one of the best defenses in the league, top 10 at least. I mean, they lead the division. They fought off Indy. They, you know, got everybody else buried already because the rest of that central stinks. But, I mean, I think they're very deep, very talented. They play the game the right way. They got a great team there right now, and they're very dangerous.
Can you believe in a team that has not been able to get out of the first round of the postseason in recent history? I mean, I hear people think maybe it's Eastern Conference Finals or bust for this team, or maybe even getting to the finals. But it's hard to get over your skis when this team has struggled, in Game 7 of the postseason so often in recent history?
Well, I mean, certainly it's been a problem, but now they have a legitimate, lineup and depth. I mean, I think they're dangerous with Middleton, Bledsoe. You got Brogdon. I think he's turned into a hell of a player. He gets no love, but he's dropping about 15 a game. The guy gets boards. He gets dimes. He gets steals. He, you know, does everything. He'll even get his hands on shots and tip shots defensively. You know, they got so many guys. You know, Snell and Hill and Patty Connaughton, there's so many guys, unless I'm tripping, that, you know, get it done for them off of the bench. So, I mean, they got the coaching, they got the goods now. Now they just have to finish the deal. It's not easy. I think, you know, everybody thinks that just because you got a really good team, you're in first place, you got a great record, that you should, you know, make it to the Eastern Conference Finals automatically because of those things. But we all know, in reality, the grind begins in, you know, whatever it is, the second week of April when they start playing these series. And it's no joke. It's a war. It's attrition. It's violent. It's physical. You got to get calls. You got to get to the line. You got to make your free throws. You got to be able to close out games in the last 2 minutes and finish the deal. And it's so hard. It's brutal. Everybody thinks it's so easy because they watch, like, the Warriors win title after title after title. It's because they're so good and everybody else is chasing them. But the Bucks, they have to figure out just how to, you know, win series, get to the conference semis, get to the conference finals, find a way to win, bust their ass, and then hopefully get to the NBA finals. I don't know if they can do it. I think a lot of people think they're a one-man show. I don't believe that, Bill. I think they are a better team than just one guy.
Talking to Scott Farrell, host of Farrell and a Bench on CBS Sports Radio. When you're out in Vegas, did you put any money down on the Brewers to do anything this year?
No, I didn't. I think they're a really exciting team for sure, and I like them, and I think Yelich made them great. I think he put them over the top. I thought he was the difference, obviously, on that team, but they had so many guys that contributed and made their season exciting. You know, there's a lot. I was talking about it last night. All these teams like the A's. The A's were really good. Tampa was really good. Tampa didn't even make the playoffs, but they won all those games with that. Cass doing a great job with his bullpen and making the bullpen like starters. It was crazy watching him win all those games last year, how tough they were. But, I mean, there's so many good teams with, you know, Boston and the Yankees. And then, you know, on the NL side with the Dodgers, and you got what they're doing with the Brewers. I mean, there's just so many good teams. It's hard to say. I didn't place any money on any futures with baseball while I was there. I was too busy, frankly, betting on Super Bowl props, the Super Bowl itself, which I hit the pass and the 2.5 to win and the spread. Hit a ton of props. I bet on college basketball and NHL heavily. Let me just say this. On the 9 or 10 days that I was there doing the show for the week that I was there, because we went early so that we could gamble heavily and that Carver High could drink. It was very important to get there a couple days early for those reasons. And so we go early to gamble and drink. And I bet on every single game literally played in those 8 to 10 days. I bet on every single game in every sport. So baseball was the last thing I was betting on at that point. But I will say this. I did make a ton of money on, betting those sports. Like, we just nickel and dime it, Bill, the whole time. And, you know, betting 10, 20, 50 tops on games every night. And I was so heavily enamored with betting on those sports, I never did any baseball betting.
Did you, when you took Carver High out on the town in Vegas, did you dress him or do you allow him to dress himself?
He dresses very uniquely himself, as you can see, with those far-out wild blazers. He would have been, I think, a fantastic hippie pothead in the 70s. And disco, I mean, with that beer belly, he could have really tore it up on the dance floor. But the guy, he wears these wild sport coats out. I will say this, he gets quite the attention when he does it. Like, I'll go out with him, and he wears these, stars and stripes sport coat. He looks like an American flag. And I mean, literally, like 20 to 50 chicks will say something to him throughout the night. They'll all respond and say something, whether good or bad, about his sport coats. He wears orange ones, green ones, you know, Lucky Charms ones. I mean, the Islanders ones he wears are, he's just nuts. But, I mean, I'm telling you, if he wasn't married with a kid, I think he would get a massive amount of leg.
Great to talk to you, Scott. Always good, my buddy. And we will chat again soon. Whenever you need me, you call me, okay?
All right, Bill, listen, anything under 15 inches of snow today, I feel blessed. You guys can have that.
Yeah, it's going to be a little while to dig out of this one. We finally got rid of the last one, and now it all hits again. So I can't wait for Phoenix and spring training.
Listen, here's the season. I'm going to the Caribbean tomorrow at 5 in the morning. As you know, I'll be out until the 25th. So I'm hoping to go down there and become a pot farmer and never come back.
Let me know. Hey, if you ever need anybody to keep the seat, Warren, give me a shout.
I got you, Billy.
There you go. That is for Alan Avench. Scott Farrell from CBS Sports Radio joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been getting it done for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. And as he's leaving for heading down to the Caribbean, we are going to be heading out to spring training, and it can't get here soon enough, because we are going to be heading out, compliments of a lot of great people, and one of them is our good friends over at Levine Dental. Dr. Levine has been with me for a long time. He has been my doctor, my dentist, and they take on families, and whatever it happens to be that you need, they can do it, because he has just been, he's been a guy that I can call in or text or find on Facebook middle of the night and say, hey, I just chipped a tooth. Okay, I'll meet you at the office. No problem. He's a guy that has great dental services. Believe me, your smile, the very best of hands. Whether you require a dental checkup, cosmetic makeover, dental restoration, or a root canal or emergency care like I had, he can get it done. Go to Levine, Levine Dental, Levine Dental, Levine, LevineDental.com. Call him Dr. Paul. He is fantastic. He is welcoming new patients of all ages and all for care, and their convenient one-stop destination for all of your family's dental needs. That is Levine Dental. Also want to say hi to our buddy Joe Hennis and all the great people out at Sloppy Joe's, the Saloon and Spoon out there in Hubertus, Wisconsin. I was talking about Stoli's Hog Alley earlier. When you get around to riding season, or you're talking about Sunday brunch or breakfasts or anything like that on the weekends, Sloppy Joe's is it. Go say hi to my buddy Joe. And they've got a smoker out there that during the summer months with barbecue, oh my God, that's fantastic. Stop in and say hi to our gang out there at Sloppy Joe's. They were a great stop last year on our motorcycle ride as well. And Joe and his wife, they just know how to take care of people. They're fantastic out there. So, that being said, we're going to wrap things up. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show. Coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dad.
Show on the air. We are glad you are here. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, anything you heard today, a final segment, final comment on. Eat Wisconsin tweets us and says, how do you think the pitching staff is going to respond to the loss of Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnell? This is something that we talked a lot about over the last week and a half, I guess. That's a great question. I don't know. Because they had created such a culture, if you will. And I don't know how you replicate that with somebody new. I mean, there's going to be a different voice, a different thought, a different feel, different expectations. You know, I can only imagine that, you know, you hope that they create something that is, I don't know, something to what was similar to what they had last year. I mean, you know, the old adage is you can't go home again, and that's true, okay? So you can't do everything the same all the time and expect all the same results. And while you want to, you know, take something and that was good and make it better, but you don't want to do it exactly the same because ultimately there was, you know, the failure to reach the World Series last year. So you would like to better it. You'd like to hope that things would get better. But I don't know. That, you know, when we had Tim Allen on the other day, I asked him the same thing. And I said, what do you think? You know, what do you think? What are you discussing when it comes to Lee Tunnell and Derek Johnson and the ability to be able to, kind of pick up where you left off? Because that pitching staff was wildly successful. So now you wait and see. That sucks. It's a terrible answer. I wish I had some deep insight to say, boy, it's going to be like this. The fact that there's a familiar face there now, you know, I guess that's good. I mean, you can say at least you kept the mission statement in the organization, the same. Everybody's on the same, you know, page, so to speak. But right now, I mean, you know, you got your pitching coach is Chris Hook. We all know that. You know, he's a guy that's been there, done that in the organization before. So now you wait and see. You know, Marcus Hanel's been out there. As far as, your bullpen catchers, Marcus Hanel is a guy that's been out there, and he's been there a long time, that's created a lot of that culture with Lee Tunnell. So you'll find out how much better, things will be or won't be out there based just upon some of the guys that have been there, done it. But there's not a whole lot of new faces out there. So I don't know if the coaches were coaches that could say, I see this, I see that, I see, you know, a tweak in your delivery, I see a hitch in your getty up when you start to come to the plate. You're pausing too long at the top of your stride. I mean, I don't know. Or if it was just a matter of creating an atmosphere in which guys could succeed. We'll wait and see. Mark also says, what do you think about the hitting coach coming from the Cubs, Andy Haynes? That's another good question. You know, I mean, this team offensively in many areas was fantastic, you know, but also in some areas you saw guys like Travis Shaw struggle. You saw Jesus Aguilar at the end of the season struggle. You saw Arcia struggle at the beginning of the season. You saw guys struggle last year. You saw Pena's average go from, God, he was on fire a couple of seasons ago to where he was non-existent this past year. So maybe that's part of what it is you're looking for, is just simply a boost, you know. So we'll see. 855-830-8648. Jason writes, how much longer do you think Craig Counsell has before he has to prove it by getting to the World Series before they say it's going to be Craig Counsell's job to then move on? I think Craig Counsell's safe. Let's not even think about that. If you're already thinking about getting rid of Craig Counsell, then it means you're already thinking about the next 2 years of this team either not getting to the World Series or falling well short of their expectation. And I'm not even in that mindset. Why are people so pessimistic when it comes to something like that? People just look for the worst, I guess, or you're waiting for the other shoe to drop so you can make a change and say, aha, I'm right. When in essence, all you're looking for is this team to get better. And if you think that this team isn't going to get better, then tell me why. Because if you say, okay, they're not going to get better because, and then you list five things with the pitching staff and personnel and getting rid of the coaches, then why are you getting rid of Craig Counsell when you haven't mentioned him at all? If you just think it's bad moves, that's one thing. If you think Craig Counsell managed this team out of 5 to 10 baseball games last year, okay. Tell me why. But if you think that he did a good job, but the talent wasn't there, well, then are you blaming the manager? Of course not. That's stupid. That's dumb. You know, that's like having a covered wagon with no wheels on it. You're shooting a horse because he can't get to the same spot as fast and as furious as you would with a wagon with wheels on it. That's dumb. Hopefully that's a good analogy and you understand it. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we got a good one set up for you tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to get into baseball as pitchers and catchers reporting today. And in addition to that, I'm going to talk a little bit about Bucks basketball. Are you ready for Brewers baseball? And I think most Brewers fans out there are like chomping at the bit. They're trying to get to Brewers games and start to hear. You know what? When you start to listen to spring training games, you can almost hear the grass grow. You can almost smell it. You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot of people that are ready for that. So we're going to get into that a little bit. We're also going to talk preview the Bucks and the Pacers. Derek Schultz, our buddy from Fox Sports Radio in Indianapolis, he's going to be here tomorrow, talk some more Bucks basketball. Eric Name of The Athletic, who covers the Bucks, he's going to join us. We'll ask him some of the same questions we went over today when you talk about all the people that are criticizing Chris Middleton and talking about that article coming out of Yahoo Sports in which Giannis wants to stay. The Bucks want to make sure that they take care of players. They're talking about possibly going over the luxury tax. Chris Middleton says he wants to stay. Well, if they all want to stay, are they all going to leave enough money on the table to go out and get fortification for this team so this thing doesn't have to go way over the top of the luxury tax? So we'll find out on that tomorrow as well. And we'll have our buddy Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, talk a little football. You can't leave football out for a very long period of time, otherwise people get antsy about it. But we'll talk about that. Antonio Brown has now officially requested a trade, speaking of that, from the Pittsburgh Steelers, saying he's not going back. So we'll wait and see what happens. Wait and see what happens. If they do end up making a deal to get rid of him, we will have to see. He's not. He hasn't done himself any favors, I'll tell you that, as far as a team that would love to have him. Mad skills, no doubt. Mad talent. But the way he's forcing himself out of Pittsburgh, a team that seemingly had a lot of things going in the right direction, just not a great look. But nevertheless, he is now demanded to be set off adrift onto another team. So we'll see if that actually happens as well. That's it. Time for us to go. Until tomorrow, we'll go back at it. Have a good one. See you.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.